www.thebeatles.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bat tumble. Today's broadcast is going to be a lot of fun. We've got 2 great hours for you. I've never said that before. But coming up the second hour, I'm going to talk about an email I received. Oh, man. I was frosted, absolutely frosted about it. And I responded appropriately, and you're going to hear what Vinny's like when he's attacked. And I'm going to name the name, so get ready for that second hour. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com. We are broadcasting live from the frozen Missouri Ozark Mountains. Minus 10 last night. Minus 10 without the wind chill. I'm snowed in at the farm, broadcasting from the farm studio. Your classroom reaches 50 states and worldwide on the internet and satellite and smartphone. So wherever you are, there's a smartphone application where you can download it for free at Genesis Communications Network, GCN Live, and you can listen absolutely for free to USAprepares.com. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. That's USAprepares.com. Converging threats confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Tom is engineering in Minnesota. Kermit Jones is with us now. Kermit Jones, I met Kermit Jones first when he was a high school student in a rural part of Virginia where his family and our family lived, about 11 miles apart. And if you've seen the movie Summersby, I said this before, but I just want to repeat. If you've seen the movie Summersby with Richard Gere and Jodie Foster, they filmed that right where we lived. They took dirt and they covered the paved road with dirt. They took an old courthouse that where I was called to jury duty and thrown out of jury duty. The same courthouse is where Summersby was filmed. Now Kermit graduated high school and he was accepted at one of the nation's most prestigious institutions, the United States Naval Academy. Yes, U.S. Navy. And he was an officer. And recently he's transitioned from active duty to the Navy Reserves, and he is working in the area as a government civilian. Kermit Jones has authored 2 books on children's preparedness, and one of them is called Prepper Pete Prepares, and the other is the 12 Days of Prepper Christmas. We're going to talk about introducing children and possibly their parents to preparedness. Welcome, Kermit Jones.
Hi, Vince. Thanks for having me today.
Hey, Kermit, I've got a question for you. I don't know the answer to this. Now, when they were filming Summersby, a lot of our community were invited to be, you know, extras, if you will, in the people who were shown on camera. Were your parents involved in that?
They actually were not. I do have an uncle, however, though, that I think was in the jury and a few others. So watching the movie is kind of interesting because it's like, hey, I know that guy. So a few here and there. So it was kind of neat to see it take place. My house was literally about a half a mile down the street from the courthouse. And so got to see a lot of stuff that happened there with it. It was pretty interesting to see the behind the scenes and how they can just magically make all of the new stuff disappear for the sake of a movie like that.
Yeah, the courthouse was built probably well over 100 years ago, and it was not air conditioned. And the filming was done when it was really hot outside, and they pumped in air conditioning. They opened the windows and pumped in air conditioning where you couldn't see it to keep the courthouse cool down. And but that was the very same courthouse where I spent some time waiting to be called as a juror, and and was not accepted. But
you were cooked off jury duty, Vince? That's just shocking to believe.
I have never, you know, I have never been allowed to serve on a jury. Every time they call me, I show up, I smile, and then I get thrown off. And right, Kermit, it's really funny. After I got thrown off jury duty, I started walking out of the courthouse, and I was on the front steps, and there were a whole bunch of people who were, you know, not selected. They weren't called for jury duty. They were just not. They were required to appear, but they weren't called and to sit in the box and then get thrown out. So I got thrown out, and people came up to me and said, "Wow, that was really cool. That was really cool how you did that, getting thrown off the jury."
That's a whole other book you could write.
I said, "What? I wanted to be on that jury. They asked me some questions, and I answered them honestly, and they threw me off. What are you kidding?" So they thought that I was deliberately trying to get thrown off the jury. But anyway, so you've written some really, really cool books. And in order for me to kind of describe these are roughly a little bit smaller than 8.5 by 11. But they're a large book, and there's lots of pictures. Mine has a nice, warm inscription on it for me. Thank you so much, Kermit. The books, I would have to say, are kind of like the Berenstain Bears books that we used to read to our children when they were very, very young. And so what you're trying to do is introduce preparedness. I believe, now you'll have to correct me if I'm wrong, I believe that the focus is the children, but also you're bringing the parents along in preparedness by the parents thinking, you know what, maybe we should adopt some of these ideas in this book for our parents. Well, if our children can do it, we can do it too. Is that true?
That's completely true, Vince. I get asked a lot of times, and when I was first writing it, somebody asked the question, "Well, what's your audience?" And I said, "I don't know. Anybody that will write, read it." but I think really it's kind of from a kid's perspective. Kids see things differently than adults. We need to explain things differently than we do with adults. And I think a lot of times parents get so caught up in prepping or in their survival mindset or whatever, they just assume the kids are going to kind of just tag along when something happens, and they'll just be there. And so I think, though, that as a good parent, you need to be intentful with your children. And so this allows you to talk to, you know, all the way down. I've got my youngest is 4, and she loves reading Prepper Pete and some of the new ones that are coming. And then it goes all the way up, you know, I'd say probably around 8 is the upper range, even though my 8 and 10-year-old both enjoy reading it because the illustrations have a lot of detail. We can discuss launching points for a little bit more upper-level stuff. But I think it's a great book. You know, if you have kids and you're a prepper, it's a great book for them. If you've got someone, however, and this is really how I hope it will be used down the road also, maybe a friend of yours that isn't really a prepper or maybe they don't really get why you do what you do. You can give this one to them or to your niece or nephew, and they read it with their kids. And as they go through, you know, I've had more conversations with adults on the book than I have with children. And because it's disarming, and they're kind of like, "Oh yeah, that's natural disasters. That's a great reason to prepare." Or, you know, they may not believe that a solar flare is coming or economic collapse is coming, but they see the value in buying, you know, gold or silver sometimes, or more food or manual tools, or learning to garden. You know, these different things that Prepper Pete does, and so it really provides an opportunity to talk to them, and sometimes they find themselves agreeing before they realize, "Oh, this is one of those prepper books," and then they're like, "Oh no, I'm like, "You can't take it back. You just said it was all a great idea." And so I think it works really well. So not only just the kids, but I think there's a message there for parents too. But and I even have a towards the end, I have that little note to grown-ups, and that's on the website. And it basically just says, you know, you can have all the preps in the world, but if you don't teach your kids how to think, if you don't have the education, the skill set, then one, your preps don't mean anything. And two, you know, you can store 10,000 gallons of water, but would it be better to store 10,000 gallons of water or be able to take any liquid in the world and turn it into drinkable water? You know, you can take your water, you can contaminate your water. You can't take away the knowledge of learning how to do something like that. And I think that the future of the series is gonna dig in a little bit more with that, as far as the importance of working with kids to teach them these concepts and these ideas. And, you know, they understand why mom and dad prep. It's not just something that happens. So, yeah, so the target's a little bit wider range than just kids. And I hope that people will use it with their kids, however, to teach them. But I also hope they use it to kind of maybe subtly get the point across to their friends that might not understand why they do what they do. And, you know, if a kid can understand it, then surely you would hope an adult could understand it.
You talk about knowledge versus stuff. You know, it's important to have toilet paper, and it's important to have soap and all those things. You're absolutely right. And one of the things that I'm going to share this with the class, one of the things that I take a little bit of heat at the meetups about is, you know, I teach how to think. I'm at a higher level than just, okay, if you take a peanut butter jar, a glass jar from yesteryear, one that has a seal on it, or a pasta sauce jar that has a rubber seal on the inside of the lid, and you put your matches in there, they'll keep for 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years. I mean, we've gone through all that. And some of the people who come to the meetup want to hear that kind of stuff. Well, we're past that. We're past that. So I take some heat. You know, we want to learn about preparedness and I teach that also. But in addition, I teach how to think creatively, how to think like a MacGyver, how to use things that, you know, you might not use. But, you know, I'm looking at Prepper Pete, 12 days of Prepper Christmas. Now, on the first day, of Prepper Christmas, my true love gave to me a luggable loo with some bio TP. Okay, on the second day of Prepper Christmas, my true love gave to me two walkie-talkies and a luggable loo with some bio TP. And on the third day of Prepper Christmas, my true love gave to me three emergency road flares, two walkie-talkies, a luggable loo with some bio TP. Now, the reason I read that,
did you want to try singing it? Because I'm sure we would love to hear your singing voice.
Hey, so here's the point. Now, these three emergency road flares, I'm looking at them, and they're red, and they have the tear-off strip. They're real emergency phosphorus road flares. Now, do you really think that, you know, is that something that you've seen in cars? Have you used those?
I've seen them, yes. I think most people, when they picture them, they see them. Usually when the police come out, they stack about 10 of them in a row. They don't have to go back and redo them. So.
Yeah. That's exactly right. The police use them. And so when we come back, I'm going to tell you a 30-second story about these three emergency road flares.
Well, I look forward to it.
Oh, you will not believe what you're going to hear out of my voice. I'm serious. I'm absolutely serious about three road flares. Kermit Jones. Prepper Pete, we'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So I'm reading the book, you know, Prepper Pete's 12 Days of Prepper Christmas. I love the book. I really do. And I suggest that you consider the series for your children. It's a great way to get them started. And parents, it's a great way for you to get started, too. So anyway, I'm up to page 8, and I see these three red road flares, these red road flares. Like, they used to even come with cars. Back in the 60s, you could buy a new car and you'd get a road flare in the back because they thought that it'd be a safe thing to do to be able to warn others that you might have peril and a problem with your car, and so you don't crash into the vehicle that might be stalled ahead. So anyway, Kermit, here's the story. We have one of our instructors who lives in Philadelphia, and he's got Thrive and he's got a meetup group in Philadelphia, and it's Survive and Thrive Philadelphia. His name is Fernando Salguero. Now, he went to pay a visit to the court. He was hauled into a court in New Jersey for a traffic violation that was over 10 years old. So he goes to court, and they say, well, you know, it's thrown out because he paid his traffic fine. And so he was walking to his car and is surrounded by the police. And they're all around this car, and they say to him, do you have ID? And he said, what's up? And they asked him who he was, and he was really friendly. And so he told them his name, produced his ID, and they said, we want to look in your car. And he said, well, sure, you can do that as long as you have a warrant. So anyway, they said, all right, never mind. We'll just bring the dogs. So they bring the bomb-sniffing dogs. The dogs come over. The dogs respond on cue, like, yep, dog said that there's something in the trunk. So they called in a bomb threat. Okay, Fernando Salguero, USAPrepares.com instructor. He's been on the air with us. They call in a bomb squad, evacuate four blocks. They bring in the robot with a shotgun charge. They will not let this guy near his car. They haul him away from his car, and they blow up his trunk. And in they found it. They found it. In his trunk, he had three road flares.
So wait, what state was this in?
New Jersey.
Okay.
He was arrested. He was arrested, jailed, and he's facing 20 years in jail for having three canisters of pepper spray, one collapsible baton, and three road flares. I am not exaggerating. So I look at this, and now I think that everybody should have road flares. I am in total agreement with you. But can you imagine that? So I just want to tell you that short little story. But this guy is facing the fight of his life because he did what survivalists and preppers would do. He had road flares. Now, I imagine that he had the road flares in his vehicle to help other people if they had a problem.
Because you can leave them and go.
Yeah. Yeah, yep. As a matter of fact, I mean, there was an accident in Springfield, and, I had a fire extinguisher, and other people had fire extinguishers. This guy crashed into a concrete piling right in the middle of the road where there's a light pole. It was foggy. It was dark. He crashed in, and we all used our fire extinguishers to put out his car. We had knives. We cut his seatbelt. We yanked him out of the car, and his car burned down. I mean, he was in his car, unconscious. The car was on fire. So, you know, had we not had fire extinguishers, I mean, how many people have fire extinguishers in their car? Well, we were able to stop the flames long enough to get him out and then pull him out to safety, and then the car caught on, the rest of the car burned. But the dashboard was burning on this guy's lap because it's plastic. So I'm in total agreement with you. I love your book. So now, next question, obviously, is you said that it's really for the children and their parents. Tell me about James Wesley Rawls' survival blog. You got a review.
Well, that was probably the highlight. That's been one of the highlights. I've had some good reviews from a lot of websites, and I'm thankful for all of the bloggers that have taken the time to say something or to comment on it. But I was actually on vacation with my family, and I came in, it was about 8 o'clock at night, and I was checking my website like I do, you know, every couple of days, and I noticed that, you know, I normally get X number of hits, and all of a sudden I had like 100 times the normal number of hits, and I was like, what's going on? And Avalanche Lily over at Survival Blog, who I learned after the fact is actually James Wesley Rawls' wife, mm-hmm. had commented that she liked the book. She thought it was great. She had one concern with it, and that's the original Prepper Pete Prepares, they show a generator in the living room. And, you know, she says that's a no-no. So we've actually already corrected that, fixed the picture, and re-uploaded it. So that I've already fixed it. I want Prepper Pete to be the best example possible.
And James Wesley Rawls is a USAPreparers.com instructor.
He is. So it went really well.
Yeah, great. We'll be right back. Kermit Jones, Prepper Pete.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, I'll tell you a quick story about James Wesley Rawls. He was scheduled to be at one of our expos doing a live teleseminar. And I tested all the equipment the day before, and so I was running the live teleseminar via Skype using the Internet, a hardwired connection at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds in Springfield, Missouri. So I had the largest seminar room, and it was packed wall to wall to wall. I mean, it was standing room only, full crowd. The door was open to the seminar room, and people were standing outside. And so I started the seminar, and I connected to James Wesley Rawls and got disconnected, reconnected, got disconnected over and over. We did it for about 15 minutes. And finally, I said to the seminar audience. I'll tell you what, I'm really having a tough time staying connected to James Wesley Rawls. I believe that he and I are exactly on the same page. Now, we can do one of two things. You can leave this seminar and go to one of the five or six other seminars that are running at the same time here at the Expo, or I'll do James Wesley Rawls' seminar for him, and hopefully we'll be able to reconnect sometime later. So they said, well, we'll just stay here and we'll do it. So I did his seminar for him. It was not my intention. And at the end of the seminar, after about an hour, I was able to reconnect. So everybody stayed for the second hour, which was James Wesley Rawls' seminar. And the interesting thing was, he said exactly the same things that I said. So I thought that was fascinating. I mean, literally, he and very rarely are anyone and I on exactly the same page. And James Wesley Rawls is. So if you got that kind of review from the James Wesley Rawls team, you have been accepted into the preparedness and survival community. He is the de facto guru, no question about it. And we're delighted to have him as part of our senior faculty. So, Kermit Jones, here's the next question. Some of us who have children are not married. I am. But what about the single parent? And what about, I mean, some parents are single and they're still married because they have a military career. So they're raising their children while their spouse is in active duty. How do you solve that issue?
I mean, I think that's a great concern. You know, I've spent over a decade on active duty, and a large part of that time has been with kids. So I always say that, you know, my wife's kind of a single parent when I'm gone because she's got to run everything in the household. Mm-hmm. And, you know, single parents have all of the same concerns that non-single parents do. And if anything, I would say from a prepping standpoint, a preparedness standpoint, it can actually be a little harder because you don't have a guaranteed fallback as easily. Mm-hmm. And so I think with single parents, the two things to realize are, one, you have to focus on community. And, you know, I think all preparedness people should focus on community and focus on building networks and knowing who they can call and who they can talk to. But for a single parent, I think that's even more so vital because they're not sure. The second thing is, as a single parent, preparing your children, I think, is even more critical because they need to learn to think critically when mom or dad isn't there. They need to be able to know what to do, how to do it. I've got a book coming up, I've got a gun book coming up next, a gun safety book, and then after that's the Be Prepared book. And it literally goes through, you know, 10 things that your kids should know the steps to take if something were to happen. If they're lost in the woods, if they're lost in the city, if the house is on fire, a stranger danger. So I think that for single parents, they shouldn't go it alone. No one should. But I think they need to realize that they're not alone. There are people out there that are willing to help. There are fellow preppers that want to help, and they want to help teach their kids and teach them well. And so, you know, the backup plan may not be quite as obvious for them, but I think that's all the more reason that it's critical for them to talk about being prepared with their children and for them to take action to be ready for them.
Class, I've got the book in my hand, Prepper Pete, P-R-E-P-P-E-R, Pete's 12 Days of Prepper Christmas. And then there's Prepper Pete Prepares, and those are available right now. And if you go to page one of usaprepares.com, there's a post, page one, it'll show you these books, and you can click on them, and it'll take you right to the destination if you want to order them, or go to Kermit Jones' website. So what I'm seeing, Kermit, in the real world, is that the schools, I'm talking about the elementary schools, I don't think they're doing an effective job of preparing our young children for the eventualities that we may face and they may face. So I'm glad that you're doing it and filling in where the schools are not doing as good of a job as they should, in my opinion. So that's your plan, isn't it, or part of your plan?
It is. You know, I think one of the best compliments I got from Lily Rawls on Survival Blog was she said that the book is wonderfully politically incorrect. And I wrote her back and I said, you know, you should have seen the first version. I tempered it down a little bit. But it also did kind of wake me up to a few things. You know, I've had, my mom's rutted in a school system wasn't an issue because we're a very, very rural community and a lot of people hunt and that sort of stuff. They're comfortable with firearms.
Sure.
Had a teacher in New York that said, this is a great book. I'm going to buy it for everybody, a second grade teacher. And then I had another second grade teacher that did a review and they said, look, this is a great book for kids, the best one that I've seen for prepping, and every parent should buy it to talk it over with their kids. But I didn't read it to my class. Because I knew that if I read it to them, there would be phone calls, questions, concerns, because I wouldn't have the time to engage and discuss. You know, it talks about solar flares and, you know, the, oh, mom and dad, what'd you learn about today in school? Well, the end of the world's coming. And that's a very different mindset. And I'm not all about being politically correct, but I am about helping as many people as possible. And you know, when in Rome, do what the Romans do to a degree. So the Be Prepared book is that target is specifically public school systems, and my end all goal will be Chick-fil-A. You know, when you get the children's meal, and that's because I want it to be something useful. And it talks about I came up with a thing called Pages, and it's, you know, your kids should automatically know your phone number, your address, a guardian outside of the family, your email address, and the steps to take in situations. And so that's the Pages philosophy that I kind of came up with for the book. And so it goes through these, you know, under a dozen different scenarios, but I want kids to learn those things. And it's not that, you know, people talk about public school system. We homeschool for various reasons, but, you know, my mom has been a public education teacher for 3 decades. And so there are some public schools that do it really well, and for those I'm grateful. But I think you're right. There's a lot that there's some mindset differences as far as what to teach kids, and a lot of it comes down to that critical thinking. You know, it's a lot easier to teach kids to accept what you say than it is to teach them to think critically and question things. And so I want Prepper Pete to kind of to spur that on. And, you know, the whole, it's not supposed to be the end-all, be-all manual. It's supposed to be a launching point for people. And so, yeah, so that's very much my goal. To be compared to the Bernsteins of the prepping world, or the Dr. Seuss of the prepping world, that's phenomenal. I'm working on a chapter book series coming up. I want to be the James Wesley Rawls of children's chapter books.
There you go.
And that's kind of the goal, the Survival Kids series that will be coming out in a few months. But, I want kids to have something that teaches them to think, and then it spurs parents to ask, am I teaching my kids to think? So, you know, public school system, some of them do a good job. A lot of them don't, but that's not for me to say. That's each parent needs to make that decision as far as what they're going to do. I had a friend one time. I told him, I said, take the stopwatch challenge. And he was considering homeschooling. And so I said, take the stopwatch challenge. And he said, what's that? I said, I don't know. I just made it up. Go to school with your kid and look and see how much time, like instructional time, they actually get with the teacher. So he goes to the school. You know, he was in South Carolina, goes to the school, shows up in the office because you got to register. And he says, hey, I'm here to just watch my kid through the day. And the principal's response, because the principal came out to talk to him, said, oh, so you're thinking of homeschooling. And he said, I never said that. And she said, yeah, but they're the only parents that really take the time to come watch. And it doesn't mean that other parents don't care. It just means that, you know, he was being very intentful. So he watches the kid. I said, so what was it? And it was like 2 minutes and 32 seconds. That's how much time his child got with the teacher talking about education. And what would happen is, you know, the teacher goes around the room and you know, kids are waiting in line for the bathroom. They wait in line for the cafeteria. They wait in line for the bus. They're waiting for everyone to get quiet. Last kid has to get seated before they can start. You know, you add that up over the course of only the few hours they have during the day. And then you go around and you ask, well, do you understand this? Yes. Okay. And you move to the next kid. Do you understand it? No. And then they spend time with that child that doesn't understand it. So it's almost like a lowering of the common denominator. And he was frustrated with the amount of schoolwork. I mean, he was basically teaching the class at home with homework. And when his kid, he said, well, let's go ahead and do the back of the page. And his kid said, oh, no, we can't do that, Dad, because they don't want us to get ahead of the rest of the class. And so you know, I challenge any parent to go and watch that. So, and my wife, she does. I mean, she doesn't do strict homes, you know, she doesn't do school at home. She does homeschooling. It's a lifestyle. But in a couple hours a day, she teaches all four of our children. And, you know, one of them we do have go to preschool for socializing and that kind of stuff at a Christian school. But you know, from kindergarten up, she teaches them, and in a couple hours, usually by lunchtime, they're done. And they are ahead on testing compared to their peers. So it's kind of a lifestyle. It's kind of like prepping. Prepping should be a lifestyle. It's not an event. It's got to be a philosophy, a mindset. Everything's an opportunity to teach. Homeschooling, prepping, I think they're both kind of the same way with that regard.
You know our children, Kermit. You met them all. And you know that we homeschooled our children. And I asked them many times, I'd say, so what'd you learn in school today? Nothing. Really? Really? Nothing? Nothing, Dad. Nothing, Dad. We didn't learn anything. I said, are you serious? Well, what'd you do? I mean, let's take it from the beginning. So I did the stopwatch at home, and I was a volunteer at school, so I got a chance to see the inside of school, and I was a consultant to the school. As a matter of fact, your mother was an outstanding teacher, and I know that because she was one of my students for computer technology. So I know your mom pretty well. Anyway, so I said to our children, okay, let's take it from the top. What time did you get up? 6 o'clock in the morning. Okay, so you got on the bus. What time did you get on the bus? 7 o'clock. Okay, what time did you get to school? We got to school at 8 o'clock. Okay, then when did class start? 9 o'clock. Why? Well, breakfast. You had breakfast. Well, not for us, Dad. It's for the other children that didn't have breakfast. So we went through the whole day, and I said, wow, there's only 2 hours of actual class time that you actually spend trying to learn. Tell you what, why don't we do this? You get up at 6 o'clock, I'll teach you, or your mom will teach you for 2 hours, and you'll be done by 8 a.m. and do whatever you want for the rest of the day. They said, really? I said, yep. So we homeschooled them right then and there. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why?
Keep it. God, you're. Take my. When you go to the season. For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So Kermit Jones was an officer in the United States Navy, active duty. And he's working with the Navy right now as a civilian. Now, he's the son of a teacher. I am the son of a teacher. Both of us homeschool our children. And all of our children, mine, not Kermit's, have been to college. All of them. All of them. Now, my children are still being homeschooled, even though they've been to college. It's a lifestyle, just as you said, Kermit. And that thread is something that will change a family's life. And that can start with your Prepper Pete's series. Seriously, class, if you adopt this kind of a lifestyle, you'll be prepared. Now, I'm going to ask Kermit a question. This is unrehearsed. This is absolutely unrehearsed. None of what we do, Kermit and I have been talking about, has been rehearsed. So here's the question. Kermit, you've been aboard ship. Now, does a ship ever leave port and someone says, oh, shoot, I forgot the ammo. Or, hey, we forgot to fuel up. Or, do you guys remember to bring the food? Do we have food for this cruise? Has that ever happened, Kermit?
I can neither confirm nor deny. I mean, you know, we have a checklist. Now, my favorite one was I'd start a rumor that we forgot to bring the toilet paper on board. So everyone would immediately go to the head and steal a roll of toilet paper and put it in the rack. And then, you know, the next guy comes in and there's no toilet paper. And he goes, oh, the rumor must be true. They create a self-fulfilling prophecy that way, which is kind of neat. But, no, we always made sure we had our beans, our bullets, our bandages. Everything was lined up so that when we got underway, we were – self-sufficient for all intents and purposes. I mean, you know, you need oilers, you need resupply at sea, but you have to think through what are we going to need and make sure that you have it on hand.
Yeah, not only do you think through what you're going to need and have it on hand, but you also have the personnel to repair the things that just might go wrong when you're at sea. So that is the lifestyle. So what we're talking about That's how I live my life every day. That's exactly how I live my life. And I don't take unnecessary risks. As a matter of fact, we're going to talk about that in the second hour, unnecessary risks. You know, people think that entrepreneurs are risk takers. They are not risk takers. We are afraid of taking risks. Now, we do take calculated risks, and we try to minimize the potential for damage in everything we do as entrepreneurs. We don't do stupid things. We really don't. We don't want to get hurt. That's why we're prepared. So I think you ought to consider Kermit Jones Jr.'s book. Both of his books that are out now. Prepper Pete's 12 Days of Christmas and Prepper Pete Prepares for Your Children. Great bedtime stories. I think you're going to want to hear it over and over. But the result will be, I am certain of this, the result will be for most of you that your children are going to say, wait a minute, we need those road flares. We need the glow sticks. We need the seeds. Okay? We need, Mom, Dad, we need the things that are in the book, right? We need that multifunction tool. Kermit, don't you think that's going to be the result?
I hope so. And these gifts that are in this book, let me be clear. You'll see in the beginning the book is dedicated to the Treadles. That's my wife's sister and her husband and my nieces and nephews. And they are the ones that gave these gifts to me. It's based on a true story. And so they sat down, Julie said that she came up with it like 3 o'clock in the morning, said, I know what we're getting the Kermit for Christmas. And they just came out singing them. So some of it was a little creativity of what can we get of this number. But I think that every item, it shows that the thought process that went into it, that every item has value and purpose. And somebody asked me one time, they said, well, what would you do with 10 emergency blankets? And I thought, well, I can give you 10 different purposes for an emergency blanket. So, that's mm-hmm. a piece of cake. Everything from rainwater collection to, I've got 6 members of my family to, signaling to, take your pick. So I hope that, people will, of course I hope they'll buy the book, that they'll like us on Facebook, take your pick, but I hope that they'll take it as an opportunity that, you can buy practical gifts for someone in your life to show that you care, for Christmas. Some of the best gifts I got this year, my kids got me like an emergency whistle or with a compass or a little
Kermit, we're out of time. We're out of time. Kermit Jones, Prepper Pete. We'll be back after the top
of the hour. Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We designed a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.